Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We heard from city officials just a little under about 30 minutes ago as they gave an update after all the mayhem in Center City last night. And our City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb was there. And Pat has this update for us. Pat, what did you hear out there at the press conference?
Jay, one of the big things to emerge is that Mayor Kenney says that statue of Frank Rizzo that has been such a flashpoint in protests over the last several years will come down before the month is out. He said he had hoped to save a couple $100,000 by doing it as part of the Payne Plaza renovation, but he's not going to wait after what happened last night. He became emotional when he talked about going out this morning and seeing Philadelphians cleaning up, bringing their own brooms and trash bags to clean up the mess that was left by the looters and vandals last night. And both he and Commissioner Danielle Outlaw made a distinction between the protesters and the looters. As you heard Commissioner Outlaw say, the protest was peaceful. The looting did not advance anything. And in fact, she made it very personal. She said that most of the people did not look like her. That is, they were not African-American, and she called what they did a slap in the face to the cause of Black Lives Matters. Now, police arrested 207 people in the wake of that melee last night, 48 for looting and burglary, 3 assault on police officers, 3 weapons offenses, and then 149 citations for curfew violations or failure to disperse. She admits that the police were a little slow on their strategy of containing that outburst last night, but she says everything is in place for today. There are 3 more protests expected today. Jay?
That's KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb. She had an update there. She was at the press conference that was held by city officials, including Mayor Jim Kenney and Police Commissioner Danielle Outlaw.